Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
So, dishing it out this morning, and y'all, I don't even know if this is real or not, but Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds. It's not clear if he's mad at Ryan or if he just doesn't want to get dragged into the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni drama. For the record, Ryan is still following Travis and Blake is still following Taylor Swift, but not Travis. Taylor doesn't follow anybody. So, okay. During the 2025 Time 100 Summit, Nikki Glaser opened up about her Golden Globes joke that was directed at Benny Blanco, and she received permission from both Benny and his fiance, Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez is here, double nominee tonight. And she's here tonight with her new fiance, Benny Blanco. And Benny Blanco is here because of the genie who granted him that wish.
Looking back, I'm like, that could be mean because everyone's like, he's not attractive enough for her.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether we think he's attractive. Selena finds him attractive, and that's all that matters. Diddy's defense has a doctor lined up to testify that he's supposedly not responsible for his crimes because he was under the influence. Obviously, the prosecution is trying to shut that down. Martha Stewart left Kelly Clarkson stunned when she revealed a big secret.
I have never ordered in.
Are you kidding me?
No! My daughter will vouch for me.
You have never been like, it's a Taco Bell night, we're just doing it.
Never ordered in.
Yeah. Why is Kelly surprised by Martha Stewart being a food snob? I'm not. Austin Butler is reportedly going to play Patrick Bateman in a remake of American Psycho? What? But the casting director of the original thinks he's too pretty and should take on Jared Leto's role instead. Whatever. Speaking of whatever.
There are even more dark omens of the end times, ladies and gentlemen, because over the weekend we learned that Gwyneth Paltrow has started eating carbs and cheese again. Oh my goop.
So funny. A Miami Vice movie is in the works. It'll be directed by the same guy who did Top Gun Maverick. Miami Vice wasn't a movie. It was a TV show. Okay. After starring as Dr. Meredith Grey for more than 20 years, Ellen Pompeo gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. And a dirt alert. Okay, y'all, if you did not see it on Sunday night, 60 Minutes at the end, Scott Pelley talked about Bill Owens, the executive producer, unexpectedly resigning, citing frustration with Paramount's increasing oversight amid its merger with Skydance Media.
None of our stories has been blocked, but Bill felt he lost the independence that honest journalism requires. No one here is happy about it, but in resigning, Bill proved one thing. He was the right person to lead 60 Minutes all along.
And that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I need a nap now.